Which part of Ramadan? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became very annoyed and he said, if it had been the object of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it known to you, he would have made it known to you. Would he not have made it known to me if it was his object? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, well, search for it in the last 7 nights and ask no more. Which meant either the 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, in these nights we should search for it, or as some other hadiths Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, that search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, that's from the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, etc. There are more than 50 different versions available in the hadiths of when this Laylatul Qadr is. From all these points taken into consideration, to reconcile all these hadiths, we come to the conclusion that there is no fixed night as far as Laylatul Qadr is concerned. It rotates. This year it could have been on the 25th, it might be tonight, it could be on the 29th, we don't know. In the same way, last year it could have been on one of the other odd nights. But the general consensus of opinion is that it is in one of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and that to a large majority of ulama, awliya-e-kiram and sahabas also, they have been of this opinion that it is on the 27th night. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala, he once mentioned, he said that whoever stays awake every night of the year, he will definitely get Laylatul Qadr. So when Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala was informed about this, he said, yes, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud's desire and wish is that you stay awake during the rest of the year also in ibadat, in zikr, tilawat, so that you will get this night Laylatul Qadr. But I can swear and say that it is on the 27th night. So when this was reported, a discussion took place and it said that it was possible that Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw Laylatul Qadr, or he felt and he experienced Laylatul Qadr, and it was the 27th night. Many Sahabis, they experienced Laylatul Qadr on the 27th night. Many Awliya-i-Kiram experienced it on the 21st night. Some of them experienced it on the 23rd night. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was having a discussion and the Sahabas asked him that when is Laylatul Qadr? So he asked them, what is the day today? They said 22nd of Ramadan. He said, well, the night which follows today is Laylatul Qadr. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam might have experienced that tonight is Laylatul Qadr. But in any case, if we have missed the 21st, 23rd and the 25th, taking into consideration all the opinions of these great ulamas, awliya-i-kiram, solahas and sahabas, most of them who are of the opinion that it is the 27th night, if we engage ourselves in ibadat, in zikr, tilawat, repenting for our past sins and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and making a firm pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not going to commit these sins in future, and we are going to reform ourselves, we are going to change our way of life, we will come back to the Quran, we'll come back to the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then inshallah this 27th night could be Laylatul Qadr for us. So there are so many hadiths as far as Laylatul Qadr is concerned, but some of the important aspect or the major point is that what is this Laylatul Qadr for? So we can see that it is for ibadat.